Life only.
Today FM. FM news at more at 3.
What's your top story?
The weather.
Now, what'd you say? What exactly did you say in the first couple of lines of your first story?
A heat wave could officially be declared on Saturday.
So this is day the fifth day then when it's
that's day five. We're on day three now.
Okay. Is this not nonsense? Can we not just say it's a heat wave because it's roasting?
Look, between myself and yourself.
Oh, and the wall. Between me, Ben, JP and the wall. Mm-hmm.
Don't tell Matt Aaron.
Right.
Lads.
As far as we're concerned.
It's a heat wave.
It's a heat wave. It's very warm.
Technically not though.
It's very warm.
Oh Jesus.
It's very warm.
Oh God, it's hot.
My money don't jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle for sure. And make me want to dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, you really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red wine.
Lady Gaga, show me love. This is Today FM, play the music you love. Tayo Cruz and Break Your Heart. I'm only going to break your heart. Oh! Starting the broadcast this afternoon. What a song it is as well. Now, this Jason Derulo business that we're... See at the beginning of the broadcast, someone sent me the original Louis Theroux. My money don't jiggle.
My money don't jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle for sure. And make me want to dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, you really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red wine.
I sit bruised from chalices. Hold the
very nice. So that's Justin Theroux, but Jason Derulo.
Louis Theroux.
Sorry, what is it? No, Louis.
Justin Theroux.
Justin.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Dustin the Turkey. Mm. Louis Theroux. Justin Theroux.
Right.
Justin Bieber. Justin Timberlake.
Do I need to hit end task and select Ray Foley and just stop application?
Do you need to control alt delete me?
Go again.
So Jason Derulo
yeah.
has done a version of that jiggle with Louis Theroux.
Oh, a collab.
My money don't jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle. Sure.
It makes me hear Derulo singing in the background.
On a dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact, no slack. And luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red wine. She got the red cup with the Henny in it.
I'm not going to play anymore. Right. It's just slightly rude and it might get us in trouble.
Fruity, does it?
Yeah, but it's good though. Hi, good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Hello.
And it is hot. It's hot out there. What are we doing today? Drop us a text or a WhatsApp 0874-100-102. Are you able to get to the beach? I suppose, like, you know, in the middle of winter, on an impromptu, overly cold day, everything stops. Everyone stays at home. Health and safety, snow day. Can't do nothing. We have to stay at home because it's really cold. At what point can we declare like it's just too hot and we all need to go to the beach day?
Yeah.
Because I think that's something we can propose. Can we draft legislation?
In the interest of the nation's health, right?
We just get to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Are they doing something similar in Spain? Or some country that above a certain temperature, people won't have to go to the office?
But those people are... lazy dog, useless, lazy layabout.
Ray Foley in astonishing radio outburst.
A broadside against the entire Spanish, and while I'm at it, the Italian people as well.
Okay,
all of that neck of the woods. Do they do siestas in Greece as well?
Possibly.
Yeah, throw the Greeks in there as well.
Mediterraneans, you have an issue with
the Mediterranean types with their siestas. I tell you, that is frustrating. Because I don't get out of bed till about quarter... When I'm on holidays, I don't get out of bed till about 11:45, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually crawl out of my pit. after a heavy night. Because I'm on holidays.
Peel off the sheet.
Stuck to you. Stuck to me. It's disgusting.
Jeez, I wonder what housekeeping would be by, because, well, that sheet.
That sheet needs a rinse.
Oh, jeez.
Stuck. I'm like a Roman emperor. I'm like a fat Caesar walking with a sheet stuck to me. And me flip-flops. So I go get out of bed at about 11:45. And that's the point that my wife says, we've no bread. It's all right. I'll go down to the supermercado and get, do you know, we need milk as well, yeah, and get 6 litres of water while you're at it. What am I, a mule? Yeah.
Doesn't the milk taste strange here? Well, I don't know about that.
The milk is different. The cornflakes. You
know, it's always different.
And the cornflakes different.
The bread's no good.
Goddamn Spanish. So get dressed. Peel the sheet off me. Put on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. And of course me flip flops. And thump down with flip flops dragging on the concrete. You know, that kind of shh, 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 shh. Down to the supermercado. Get there at 1:01. And the place is goddamn closed.
The shutters are down.
Me banging on the door. You lazy Spanish layabouts. Off, gone off for the siesta. We won't see them till 6 o'clock this evening. How did I end up on that rant?
I'm not entirely sure. We were talking about having a beach day, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was where it was coming from. It was coming from a place of positivity. We're not doing siestas around here, do you hear me? Because if we take the afternoon off, we'll never go back to work in the end. Totally Irish. All right, let's do a roll call. 0874 100 102. Today at FM. Lizzo, about damn time. Today at FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Roll call. We've lost our entire Spanish contingent. My apologies to the
disgruntled, yeah.
Yeah. The Spanish Armada. The remnants of the Spanish Armada listening to us this hour. I do apologize. I'm sorry, Spain. There I said.
What about Greece, Ray?
Greece, I also apologize.
And
to
Italy.
You. And Italy? To you lazy Italians, I'm sorry. To the lazy goddamn Greeks, the lazy goddamn Italians. And the useless goddamn Spanish, with your siestas and going for naps and breaks in the middle of the day, you work shy layabouts, I apologise to all of you. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Gotcha.
Orla Ormond.
Gotcha.
Leash is the only county that touches a county that does. Hang on. Leash is the only county that touches a county that doesn't touch the sea. We're landlocked and roasting here. Oh, hang on. So you're completely surrounded. All the counties around you as well don't touch the sea. Do you have a lake, though, in Leash? You must do.
Ah, you would.
I'm sure you've got a river or something. Have you got a bat? Have you got a bat? Everyone in Leash, into the wombat. No beach for us today. Couldn't be dealing with the traffic from Neil. On show, Ray just reminded me that Louis Theroux leaves frustratingly long gaps in between series of his TV shows, which I adore. Tell him to pull the finger out, please, from Sinead. Sinead! Have you listened to his podcast? I can recommend. He did it for the BBC, I think. He's done a bunch of series of that and he's very good. And he has done a book about his time in lockdown. Working from home, time in lockdown, all that kind of thing. It mightn't have aged particularly well because it was relating to that time and being at home and what he was working on at the time. But there's an audiobook of that that's worth listening to because he's a very charming, funny, interesting guy. Worth going to have a listen to, Sinead. I can recommend it. But not between 2 and 4:30 p.m. Okay? You can do it while you're on your siesta, okay? Hi, Orla and JP. Love the crack you have on the show. It does the job. Love the show.
Hey.
Hey, from Karen. The crack we have on the show. I'll take it. Sorry, Mr. Foley, I won't be in today as I'm fixing my neck. But if you're looking for me, I'll be lying in the hall. Yeah, Damien. For 6.5 hours. Was it 6 or 7 hours?
It was close to 7 anyway.
And on show, Ray, I've thrown on a fleece since it's not a heat wave yet. And the fleece must be super effective since I'm cooking here in Arklow, from David. That's the thing. We're waiting for it to be officially declared a heat wave. And that only happens if it's over 25 degrees for 5 days in a row. When it gets to like the fifth day, does it need to be a full 24 hours or can we just do it on the day? We shall wait and see. Naughty Boy, La La La, this is Today FM. Naughty Boy, La La La.
Ray, stop. You're being so bold.
Oh, Claire. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Yeah, I checked there. Greece has a siesta. In modern Greece, it's highly recommended to keep silence from 2 to 3 to 5 p.m. 2 till 5 p.m. Where'll I get my kebabs then? Where'll I get my tzatziki? Tzatziki, is it called?
Yeah, that's
I've great. Never been to Greece.
I've never been to Greece either.
It's a bit too far away. Although I'm happy to go to Lanzarote, but I won't go to Greece. It's supposed to be lovely, though. Supposed to be good. Have you been to Greece already?
I haven't, no. I'd really like to go.
The only problem with Greece, right, for me...
Another problem.
This is just a personal problem for me, the only problem I'd have with Greece.
Yeah.
Full of Greeks. Let's have a look. What have I got for you? This is fish. These are scary little beggars, actually.
Weaver fish.
Weaver fish.
Yeah.
Alert, a stinging fish hit the coast in numbers. Yeah, weaver fish. This comes up every year, doesn't it? These are a little spiky fish that lives in the sand. And he's in the beach, in a number of beaches in Ireland. And he might be inclined to... He lies in the sand, he's got spiky fins on the back of his... All down his back. He's poking up into the air. I've never been weavered.
I've been weavered, right?
Have you?
I've been stung by a weaver fish.
I didn't know, really,
I've got to tell you, it's unpleasant.
Was it at the beach or...
I was at the beach. Funnily enough, I wasn't at the butcher shop, at the fish counter.
The bowling alley.
What the hell is that fish doing here?
Youch.
I was on a strike. I've been stung by a weaver fish. Oh, a couple of times.
Where?
In Achill. Around the coast of Achill, in the beaches. You look down, because you look into the water and it's crystal clear because it's clean.
Yeah.
You're looking around for jellyfish, obviously. Oh, there's no jellies in today. It's grand. We'll all pile in. And then a second later, like, ow, what the bloody hell was that? I thought it was no jellyfish.
And are they poisonous? Or, like, do they have, like, a toxin or something? Or a...
It's venom that makes the sting, yeah. And obviously, if you react badly to, like, bee stings or jellyfish stings, it can be proper bad. For the likes of me, it's just proper painful.
Weaver fish.
Yeah.
The small sand colour fish bury themselves in the sand. If you stand on them, their dorsal fin embeds into your foot. Ow! And injects venom, which causes the excruciating pain... often experienced. So it's not just the sting, it's left then afterwards and it hurts more after the fact. Lifeguards who man beaches around the coast have to deal with numerous stings from the tiny creature. How do they treat them? Do you need to
I haven't used anything special to treat.
Do you need me to wee on it?
I'm grand at the moment, Ray. it's a historical sting. It's no good you peeing on me now. It seemed to last for a while, all right, yeah. But then eventually it went away.
You can avoid the fish either by wearing wetsuit or swimming shoes to protect your foot, or by dragging your feet along the sand as you walk. Much like me in a pair of flip-flops. This movement disrupts the sand and scares the fish away. Oh, right, okay. So if you're kicking up the sand under you, they'll move. It's not very practical, though, is it? Those shoes that you wear, the surfing shoes.
They're like the sock things, yeah.
Good idea. Get a pair of those and you're away. Yeah, weaver, have you been stung? 0874-100-102. And what's the... what's the treatment for it? 0874-100-102. Actually, let me take an ad break. I want to play some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Katy Perry on the way next.
Ray Foley.
Stick around.
Ryan
and the moon. Katy Perry and Fireworks. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. How are you? Ray Foley on this sunny Thursday. We're nearly there, nearly at the sunny weekend. And fingers crossed, we get the heat wave out of our jet lads. Texts and WhatsApps on weaver fish. Yeah, there's a warning about the weaver fish in the sea again if you're heading to the beach. I suppose, is there a spike in weaver fish because of the weather or the weaver fish injuries? That because of populations of people going to the beach? Or is it that the weaver fish are more active in summer months?
Or is it the perfect storm
of both
weather and people going to the beach?
So
hot weather brings out the weaver fish.
I don't know, though.
And it also brings out the people.
Are the weaver fish there all year round, though? And it's just there's more people going to the beach. Always, always, always shuffle into the sea. Don't step. Shuffle will move them on from Orla. Hubby stood on one last year. Awful pain. It swells and goes red. Step it in hot water, as hot as you can bear immediately, for 20 minutes from Lulu. Lulu, thanks for the text. I suppose always bring a kettle to the beach with you in that case. To treat a weaver fish, dip the affected area in very hot water. Lifeguards usually have a kettle for this. Pain will ease very rapidly in a minute or two, from Paula. I suppose there have to be lifeguards nearby to sort you out for that then, Paula.
Who's bringing a kettle to the beach in this weather?
With the weaver fish you have to, or a flask. How about a flask?
Oh, good idea.
A thermos flask. Are you having some soup, Father? No, I need a flask of water for the weaver fish. What, do they like the soup? With weaver fish, you have to submerge your foot in very hot water for 15 minutes. That sorts it. It's super, super painful. I got stung by one in Kerry once, and I was carried up the beach, and a very kind man sucked...
Finish the story,
right? Sorry, this is a... A very kind man sucked the sting out. Then I was sent to do the hot water thing from Kate. She's boiling in Wicklow. Kate, thanks for the text message. I'm sorry. I genuinely am very sorry for you, and I don't mean to laugh. And guys, I got stung by a weaver fish in Annstown Beach in County Waterford about 25 years ago. Worst pain you could ever imagine. A doctor was on the beach at the time. He told me to kick a football as hard as I could. I kicked the football and the sting went away instantly. Swelling.
What? So you need a kettle and you need a football.
Are you joking me?
And a handyman to suck this thing out.
He told me to kick a football as hard as I could. Kicked the football and the sting went away instantly. Swelling went down and all. Have a great day. Love the show.
Hey.
From Ron in Waterford City. Ron, thank you. Kick a football. Is that nonsense or is it?
Sounds like nonsense.
Maybe the impact will move the talon or the little stinger.
Maybe a chuck it loose.
Who's that? Alan's away, Alan.
So as far as pain comparison goes, right, for a weaver fish, I used to work in an aquarium, and I spoke with somebody who was a lady who had given birth in the past, and right, she said that she had been stung by a weaver fish, and that was the most painful experience of her life.
Stung by a weaver fish is more painful than giving birth.
Not pushing a child out of her body.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, stay away from those spiky little...
Yeah, stay away from those spiky little so-and-sos and weaver fish. Red Hot Chili Peppers on the AFM.
Standing in line to see the shore, the way I tried to say I'd
Red Hot Chili Peppers, and by the way, today AFM.
Waiting for...
We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. On weaver, we're wrapping up on the weaver fish now. At the stage,
we're done now, aren't we? Yeah,
yeah. JP's been stung by a weaver fish. Keep an eye out for them. I suppose it's nice to be scared of something else at the beach, other than the lion's mane jellyfish.
Correct.
It's nice to be to have something else to be scared of, rather than constantly being vigilant about the jellyfish getting you
And the marauding youths on the beaches.
Oh yeah, young fellas and young ones shouting and drinking and shouting at each other.
Turn that music down.
Effing and jeffing. Oh. Telling you to F off and
Jeff that.
You're not my father. That's only me own kids. Hey, Rain Gang. I've never been stung by a weaver fish, but I was stung by my local coffee shop last week. €3.50 for a latte. Ouch. Ouch indeed. From Stuart and Fox Rock. Love the show.
Hey.
Ray. Stuart, and you know you're dead right.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. That always really the perfect pit stop on your journey.
And there's no anti-venom for that. There's no anti-venom for the cost of living crisis, Stuart. Stick around. Blue Cantrell on the way. I.O. Rapture. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello. Ray Foley on. You're hot, sticky Thursday afternoon. Sun is shining, feeling great. If you're heading to the beach, keep an eye out for those weaver fish. Keep an eye out for the lion's mane jellyfish, or jellyfish in general, actually, because a jellyfish sting isn't particularly fun.
No fun.
And keep an eye out for your weaver fish as well, we were saying. And if you do get stung by a little weaver fish, well, first of all, when you're getting into the water, kick up the sand, drag your heels in. Come on in, Orla. Drag your heels in the sand. Orla, you can come in.
Come on.
Drag your heels. Is the door slightly open? It is.
It is slightly ajar, yeah. Oh,
come
there
on
she is.
In. Come on in. We're all friends.
Sit yourself down.
We're all friends here. Drag your heels along the sand as you're going into the water, and that'll scare away the little weaver fish for you. And then if you do get stung, stick your foot in.
Very slowly closing door.
Creaky door. Stick your foot in very hot water, as hot as you can manage. Keith's been on as well, actually, with regard to a treatment for a weaver fish, right, or potentially even a jellyfish sting. A sting of any kind, if you're heading to the beach. Keith, what's the story?
Hi, Ray. Television's Keith Barry here.
Keith Barry!
If you get stung by a weaver fish...
If you get stung...
I want you to think about something from your childhood.
Okay, so if you get stung by a weaver fish, yeah, think about something from your childhood. You all thinking of something?
I am, yeah.
I've got something in mind now.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is, it's a shape and it's colourful.
Is it a Rubik's Cube?
It is.
Oh my God, he nailed it.
If it is, you'll be fine.
Right.
If not, keep thinking until it is a Rubik's Cube.
All right, okay.
Okay, guys, love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Keith.
The Gauntlet.
Keith Barry, wow. All the celebs listening, yeah.
Well, that's easy. So if you get stung by anything, folk, think about Rubik's Cubes and don't be thinking about your foot. Are we doing the gauntlet?
We are indeed, yeah.
Great crack. Would you like to explain the gauntlet for the uninitiated among our audience, JP?
The gauntlet is where Ray and I get a piece of homework. We sort of set the theme the day before, usually the day before.
Yeah.
Then we go off and we each make a thing. Then we bring it into work. And we show our wares and we see which one is best.
It's worth explaining that the concept is of us throwing down a gauntlet, a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then within that challenge context, we deliver our piece of homework or our piece of sketch or song or something that we can play on the radio for you. You get to vote as well on which is best in terms of the output. And then the winner of the gauntlet this afternoon will be declared later in the show.
Yeah, we do encourage voting. It's a democracy around here.
You can text. We love to hear from you. We love your voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Or as the impartial observer, you're the Alex from KPMG.
Is it? Yeah, sure.
Is it KPMG?
Yeah, supervising it.
Yeah, supervising on the adjudication process. And today's gauntlet then. The theme of the gauntlet that we're, as we throw it down, is
heat waves.
Heat waves.
The gauntlet.
There it is. That's the gauntlet this afternoon. Heat waves. We can do anything we like within the context of heat waves.
Yeah.
That's the challenge.
It just has to be related to a heat wave, the heat wave, heat waves.
I was saying earlier on, what are the chances of us doing exactly the same thing? Because it is so broad, it is so wide, that what are the chances of us doing exactly the same thing?
I really hope we haven't done exactly the same thing, because people will just turn the radio show off then.
Oh, really?
I'm concerned about mine.
Yours is dreadful.
I think there's no chance we've done the same thing.
Mine is fabulous.
Wow, okay.
It's that.
All right, okay.
Right, okay, you're going first then.
Oh, God. Okay, so the last time it was this hot in August was way back in 1995. That's when it topped 30 degrees, the mercury did.
Okay.
So how did radio stations treat the heat wave back then? Now, I've been through the archives, Ray. I've dusted off the tapes. And I found not long wave radio Atlantic 252.
Right.
But heat, stick with me, heat wave radio Atlantic 252. Now, you'll have to forgive the audio quality because it is over a quarter of a century old.
Yeah.
But have a listen.
She knows it, Latricia McNeil, off the back of the great sound of Eternal. BB Winans on feature vocals there. I want to be the only one. A sizzling hot double play.
Double play.
And your one and only heat wave, Radio Atlantic 252. Very good morning to you. It's your fave DJ, Sunny Days.
Hot.
Sunny Days, heat wave radio 252.
That's yours truly. When is this hot weather gonna stop? Nobody knows. Tony Rich Project, Heat Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
I pretend I'm glad.
Great song.
My very favorite kind of artists, Various, featuring Lou Reed, Perfect Day. And right across this Perfect Day, we've got the biggest names in the biz for you.
Oh, perfect day.
That's right, because we're the world famous home of your favorite crew.
Sunny Days, Heatwave Radio 252.
We got Ricochet, we got Dusty Rhodes, we got the man Rusty Nails, Gusty Breeze, and Busty Bird.
Ow!
I tell you, with those guys, it's like a zoo in here. Babylon Zoo Spaceman on your Heatwave Radio Atlantic 252. Playing the hottest hits to keep you cool.
Great songs.
Gina, yes. Ooh, I just a little bit hot today. More than a little, I'd say, Gina. Heatwave Radio 252. Coming up, we got Seal, Kiss from a Rose. The latest cut from Canadian rocker Bryan Adams. Hitting you now with some freak power. Turn on, tune in, cop out.
This is just you pretending to be a DJ.
Yeah. Nearly over.
Sunny Days on Heatwave Radio 252.
That's yours truly with another popping hot, hot, hot mix of summery tunes broadcasting live for this steamy Thursday from Trim County Meath. Got a caller on there. It's 10-year-old Ray Foley from Ballina. Hey, little guy. Want to request a song?
Hi, Sonny. It's Ray here. Ray Foley, am I on yet?
Already said that, dude. What's the song? Just like we practiced. Come on.
Can I want to say hello to my friends in school and my mom and my dad.
Really got to get that song out of your Raymond, my friend. All right. Do the honors, you cool little guy.
Okay, this is Spice Girls, Two Become One on your hottest station. Heatwave Radio, Atlantic 252.
Of course it is. What a pro. You've got a future, kid. Bye-bye now.
Oh, I'm Sonny. I love the
Sunny Days, Heatwave 252. Bring you Spice Girls, Two Become One. I know which two I pick.
It was a different time.
The rules were different. They were. Yeah, you could say what you wanted.
Incredible to hear you back when you were 10, Ray.
The Gauntlet.
Although, you weren't 10 in 1995.
I was 15.
Fair point.
Oh, do you know what? The scariest thing about that is how great you sound as a DJ. Clearly, you have lead presenter ambitions.
Wow. Okay. Do you think I missed my window though? It only worked in the mid 90s.
Your style of radio broadcasting was definitely of its moment in 1995. Some of those songs in there though, Babylon Zoo and Spaceman sounded great.
Tunes.
Two Become One, Spice Girls. What else do you have in there?
Oh, we had Latricia McNeil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned Eternal.
Freak Power. Tune In, Cop Out. That one.
Great songs. Great memories. Heatwave Radio, Atlantic 252. Yeah. That's JP's Gauntlet. What'd you think? 0874-100-102. I'll have a go at our Heatwave Gauntlet after George Ezra. Today, FM. Corona and the rhythm of the night. This is Today FM. Today FM. Although that would be a perfect Heatwave Radio, Atlantic 252 song, wouldn't it?
Heatwave Radio.
Oh, what a great song, Corona! Rhythm of the night. All night and all day, playing back to back to back to back to back to back. Hit music!
Oh, crash the goddamn vocal.
I think I even know which DJ you were doing an impression of there.
I was being generic. Oh, okay. I didn't have anyone in mind.
I was a bit too American, though, or wasn't I? A lot of them were Irish DJs as well, pretending to be American.
Because there were, like, Irish lads that had a bit of an American twang to them. Do I have any more? I've got loads of the 252 jingles.
Wow.
Did I say wow? Because wow. What were the names of your DJs, actually, JP?
Oh, there was Gusty Breeze.
Gusty Breeze.
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, and Ricochet, of course.
Hey, Rick.
Thoughts and prayers this afternoon.
The Gauntlet.
Yeah, I did the Gauntlet this afternoon. JP did. It's a heat wave. Heat wave related Gauntlet. And JP went for Heat Wave Radio. Atlantic 252. Because that's what they did in 1995 during the last big heat wave here in Ireland. Well, that was a good showing. Scary and unnerving, your DJ broadcasting talent, though, because puts me in a somewhat of a position of danger, insecurity, because you're coming, you're gunning for my gig.
Oh, you think I'm coming for you?
Yeah. Right. Do you want to hear mine then?
Oh, yeah.
Remember what I was saying? Imagine if we did exactly the same thing.
You haven't done it. You couldn't have done exactly the same thing. There's no way.
I didn't do Heatwave Radio Atlantic 252. But I did do radio.
Oh my God, what are the chances?
Isn't that amazing?
That is weird.
We have melded into the same brain.
That is weird.
And this is sitting at home this morning, coming up with it completely independent of either. The only thing we had was the word heatwave. Mine is radio, right? It's an exciting new radio product from the gang here at the Go Loud network of stations.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be online, it's going to be available on the app in these very warm conditions. It's a radio station that can cool you down.
Oh.
With predominantly songs with lyrics that can be... Forget air conditioning.
Yeah.
Forget fans. Uh-huh. All you need is Today FM chill.
Okay.
Ireland, it's a heat wave out there. As temperatures are soaring and thermometers are popping. And the radio's so hot that it makes you feel like dropping. Too hot. But I've got the radio station to cool you down.
Ray Foley here, beloved overweight afternoon broadcaster and voted Ireland's hottest radio DJ by temperature 2020 and 2021. And if those tunes on the wireless are getting a little too hot for you in this weather, then we have the radio station for you. Presenting Today FM Chill. The station chock ice, full of hits to cool you down.
You think you're cool with me? Is it cause I'm cool?
Playing back-to-back ice pop hits to reduce your temperature. This is Today FM Chill, Ireland's only radio station to come with a health warning. The HSE has advised in the midst of a heatwave that simply playing songs with the words cool, ice or chill featured in the lyrics do not in fact reduce bodily temperatures, and instead suggest staying out of the sun for prolonged periods of time, drinking cool drinks, or taking the occasional cool or tepid shower. Hey Doc, chill out and cool down. This is Today FM Chill.
I wish that I could be like the cool kid. I know it could.
Tune in and cool down on Ireland's official refrigeration station.
I know it could.
It's Today FM Chill, available now on the Go Loud app.
You got me
losing
on my cool.
The Gauntlet.
I think my favourite part of that happened a few times early on. It was your grunt about it being too hot.
Ugh.
Just your ugh. And also the way you pronounced only. As DJs pronounce the word only. Only.
Did you like my self-proclaimed crowning of myself as Ireland's hottest DJ by temperature?
Ah, yeah. That was very enjoyable. Well done. Yeah.
Texts and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. The flashbacks, we didn't know if it was so naff at the time, did we, from Al? This is on Heatwave 252. The Tony Rich Project, Nobody Knows, classic 90s from Carol. Kunis asked the question, were any of those songs on JP's one from 1995?
No, in my head I was thinking, right, I got to have songs that qualify. And for some reason I went from 95 to 1997. And the 96 songs and the 97 songs, foolishly, they wouldn't have been released in
not
time.
Not out yet in 99.
No.
You should have gone from 93, 94, 95.
My brain went the wrong way. Sorry.
Ray, I'll tip my non-existent hat to you, sir, if you can do better than JP's Gauntlet from Marty and Galway.
You might have done so.
I switched on my radio in the car and I thought I pressed the wrong station. Love the show.
Hey.
From Norma. Epic stuff from JP. Hot, hot, hot. From Niall. Lads, that was the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. Heatwave Atlantic 252. And when a 10-year-old Ray said, oh, I love this shit, and he got cut off, I nearly wet myself. Brilliant from Paul in Sligo. Texts and voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Voice note from Mel. You want to play Mel? Yeah,
yeah, go on.
That was epic. The songs, Atlantic 252, the amazing memories. The song I always remember that used to be so overplayed on that station was "What the Hell Am I Doing Drinking in LA at 26 or something like that, wasn't it? But memories, brilliant. Love the show, guys.
Hey. So we're scoring the scoring this in the scoring scheme. Then
are we going to do that right now?
We can do it now.
Okay.
JP's Gauntlet, I give it a 7.5.
Okay. You know, that's, what is that, a B plus in the leaving?
I'll give you an 8. No, I'll give you an 8.
Yeah, stick with the 7.5.
7.5 it is.
I'm
going
to give you a 6.
Orla Ormond,
I'll give you an 8.
Ooh.
7.5.
You know what, it was hovering around a 7, but then the little Ray Foley at the end.
Yeah, that did actually.
15 and a half there.
Once again, making JP's
better.
Better. what's the total there then?
15.5.
Right.
Oof, where do I go with this? See, I mean, I laughed.
Wait a minute.
All of the way through yours.
Orla, what would you give mine?
I'm giving you a 9.
What?
Ooh.
It was very funny.
Nobody saw that coming. Nobody could have predicted that.
That's what I sounded like all the way through your gauntlet.
So all I need then to beat you on the gauntlet this week
is 6.5.
6.5. I've won it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ray, I will award you 7. Go on. Go on. Why not?
No. No, I won anyway. Right, let's play Ava Max. This is Today FM.
Oh,
this is a great song. Kings and Queens on Today FM. Sigala's new song, Stay the Night. It's great. Perfect sunny music, isn't it? You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon.
Hello.
Totally forgot about Fota.
Oh, yeah.
Fota Island Resort. We want to hook you up with a lovely break for two. A two-night stay for two adults with breakfast each morning and dinner in the Amber Lounge on an evening of your choice in Fota Island Resort. Just 8 miles from Cork City. Great facilities on site, including the indoor swimming pool, the exclusive Cove restaurant and the championship golf course. You can check out other details and packages at fotaisland.ie. If you want to play our game, 30 seconds, an island-based 30 seconds, text FOTA, F-O-T-A, along with your name and where you're from, 0874 100102. And we'll play that. We'll explain the game to you in a few minutes if we get you on, all right? FOTA, along with your details, 0874 100102. Good luck on that. Stick around, playing Kings of Leon next.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That is Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. On Today FM, we play the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Oh, need a break.
Do
you know what my problem is?
What's that?
I'm working too hard.
Correct. You haven't had a holiday for about, are you into double digits yet?
Nearly 2 weeks now, yeah.
Is it 2 weeks?
It's nearly two
you
weeks.
You poor creator.
The tan, do you know what? The tan line of my watch is wearing off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You need a top up.
I might start in the spray tan, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. The little paper knickers.
Yeah. You don't have to wear those outside of the tanning booth.
I can bring me own.
Got a pair.
I got my own little paper knickers.
Right.
I've got them with me, actually, if you want to check them out.
Do you have the tiny little sunglasses as well? I'm okay on the knickers front, Ray. I'll leave that till later, yeah?
Fota Island Resort. We want to take you to the island.
I want to take you to the island.
Yes, Paul. Specifically, Fota Island Resort. Looks gorgeous there. www.fotaisland.ie. Where are we calling?
We're calling Castlebar.
Castlebar?
Yep. It's ringing. Unmistakable sound of mail. Paula, that's your phone.
It's a West of Ireland ringtone, that is.
It is, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Would you turn us down? We're echoing back on top of ourselves, Paula.
Sorry.
You're all good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Lovely. What are you up to?
Just making my way back from Sligo, heading home, back in Castlebar now again.
Do you work in Sligo or were you shopping or what were you doing?
No, up doing a wee bit of work in Sligo.
Okie dokie. And back to Castlebar then for the... Are you up and down every day or what's your story?
Yeah, commute to Sligo from Castlebar. Love it so much, I can't leave Mayo.
Oh, that's of course not. Never. Unlike myself, couldn't get out of there quick enough. I've lived everywhere but there since I grew up. And are you working again tomorrow? Are you off the weekend?
No. Back in September for lecturing. I'm working at St. Angela's College in Sligo.
Oh, I gotcha. Right. So full on again then in September.
Exactly. I'm waiting students back in September.
I want to send you on a break. Who are you going to take with you?
It'd probably be Paul, the other half.
Oh, all right.
Paul, okay.
Paul and Paula.
Ah, come on.
Yes, Paul and Paula.
It's a match made in heaven.
Exactly.
R.I.P. and P. We're playing a game called 30 Seconds. It's island-based because it's Fota Island we want to take you to.
I want to take you to the
different Paul. That's Paul Brady there, excited about the prospect of heading to Fota Island Resort.
No relation.
Are you Brady as well? No, you're not.
No.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? If we sent Paula Brady to the island. That would be perfect. Right, so what we're doing is 30 seconds. I haven't seen the sheet of five things. Get the five of them. I'll give you clues. Get the five of them in 30 seconds. And you've got the trip for two nights. With breakfast each morning, dinner in the Amber Lounge in Fota Island Resort on an evening of your choice. Are you ready, Paula?
It'll probably be a disaster, but yeah, go for it.
I beg your pardon, I'm brilliant at this. My clue given a second.
Right, so. I meant me.
I want
your very best effort. We've been a bit lax with the 30 seconds. I want it inside the 30 seconds today, okay?
Paula,
okay, that's pressure, JP.
Your time starts now. It's a song by Weezer, and it's references a landmass in water.
Island in
bright sunny conditions. It's like an island in
desert.
Island in the sun. It's where the devils off Australia.
Tasmania.
Yes. Yeah. It's an island that is long near New York.
Long Island.
Yeah, island full of male species.
Oh God!
Males, all males on this particular island.
Not the Isle of Males.
Isle of Man.
Man,
yeah.
Island, correct.
And an island full of birds that we all go to our holidays. Or there's several of them.
Yeah, yellow.
Several of these islands.
Canary Islands.
Canary Islands.
You know what, Paul? That was, you were brilliant.
No.
You were brilliant. You got 5 out of 5. And we're going to send you to... Oh, sorry, wrong button. We're going to send you to... Paul.
Paul, where's Paul gone?
It's too late now. The ship has sailed. Right, two nights for two. Well done.
Dead on, Ray. Thanks a million.
Yeah,
I love Paul. She's lovely. I love Paula.
You.
Love Paula.
Very nice.
Thanks for coming. Have a lovely day.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! This is Today FM.
This the remix.
Today FM, I said, not the remix.
Is Miami in the house?
Well done, Paula.
Is Atlanta in the house?
Another chance to win a Fota Island Resort tomorrow on Today FM. Coldplay Paradise, this is Today FM. And the music you love, Ireland and Afternoon. Hello there. Ray Foley on for your Thursday. I'm Ray, it's JP.
How are you doing?
Orla Ormond.
Yeah.
Lads, the Canaries. The Canaries are named after dogs, not birds.
Oh. What?
Never heard of canary dogs. Canary dogs?
Prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs.
As heard in, of them.
As in canine from Dan in Sligo. Dan, thanks for the illumination. Although I don't imagine Paula in Castlebar would have known that off the top of her head. But I've heard of canary birds, so therefore I was giving her that clue. Catherine's over there as well. Hello, Catherine. Voice notes 0874 100102. How are you?
Hey, Ray and JP.
Hello.
Can I please get an absolute belter of a summer tune? My manager's told me to go home early to enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you don't have to tell me twice. Mm. And Ray, love the show.
Hey! In that case, let's stick this on for you. Crank it up! Nina Simone on!
One, two.
Today FM. Group Finder remix as well. You don't have to tell me twice. Catherine, go home. Catherine. Go home. Catherine, go home. Enjoy the sunshine.
Ain't got no home. Ain't got no shoes.
One Direction. Take us. Is that Harry?
That's his name.
Oh,
I can tell them all apart by their voices.
And it's the same fella every time at the end.
That is Zane every time at
it's
the
Zane
end.
Every time. Now you know. Best song ever. 1D. Today FM, playing the music you love. That's our little show for today. Did you enjoy that now?
I thought that was a decent offering.
I thoroughly enjoyed today's show because I won on the gauntlet and it means so much to me.
I mean, you got a ridiculous vote of 9 from someone in the room.
I stand by
it. I appreciate it. It was a great piece of audio work.
And so, when do you expect the money to arrive in your account?
So much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Ribena Simone, where fruit squash giants Ribena unveil their new cordial in honour of legendary singer Nina Simone. It's called Ribena Simone. We didn't get to Tasmaniac 2000, where Mark McCabe tells us he's re-releasing Maniac 2000, especially for the Tasmanian market. That's the Oggy, Oggy, yeah. Oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Mate, etc. The last word's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. Ray Foley. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2.